I went to a Christian school, St Barnabas, and they had a church on London Road in Sheffield. I used to go to the church, but nobody took it serious in them days. It was hit and miss sort of thing. But I always knew there was something there. I wouldn't have been here today if something hadn't been there. And there's been happenings that always take me back to God. But the point of it is that I messed about with religion for a long time. There's nobody there, there's nobody there, anything like that. And I first saw Alabama 3 in 1997. And I thought, what are they singing about? They're singing about me, not so much. Give over, stop it.
Tell us about, for people who don't know Alabama 3, tell me about their music.
Alabama 3, well, it's acid house, country, gospel, blues, rock, so I think that covers everything.
That's quite a mix of genres, isn't it?
But they do. They're fantastic guys. And they've had all the problems themselves in the past. But now they sing about them, their experiences. They're not singing about anybody else. All the individual songs, they're singing about themselves, their happenings. The big song for drinkers and drug users, The Old Purple Tin. And it's him singing about his experiences.
You said you went to a Christian school, you messed about with religion, in your words, for quite some time. Was there a particular moment when suddenly you thought, hang on a minute, that there really is something to all this?
There were strange things happened. I lived in London for a long time and people said, oh, it's dangerous. And I never got in any danger. I witnessed certain dangers. And I just started realising that, crikey, you better pay attention to this. And somebody, a Scots guy, told me about a Calvinist. Oh, and I thought, that must be a Scottish Catholic. And I went up to Edinburgh and I spoke to a Calvinist there. And he told me all about John Calvin. He wasn't Scottish at all, he was from Switzerland. And he came over here and was disgusted that people were praying to idols, big fonts and everything like that in the church. And then he smashed them all up and went back to Switzerland. And that's when it sort of clicked. I can pray anywhere. I've just been saying a prayer on the bus. People are looking around, what's he doing? But I'm not bothered about that. It's me and my belief. I've read the Bible a few times, but that, to me, it's just a story. I'd rather hear a pastor, a chaplain, explain the things. And I've recently just found home. I've come back to Sheffield. I've been away really all my life from Sheffield. I've always run away. Nobody takes any notice. If you pray as a kid, oh, you're stupid. Take the notice of me. You don't know what he's on about. And I went through all that. But the particular time that everything just clicked together, I had the pleasure of meeting Terry Waite. And there was four of us, four chefs, all working for the BBC. Went to the Hayes Centre, which is a Christian centre in Derby. And when we'd done and everything, the guy came over and says, Terry Waite wants to speak to you. Crikey, so the first thing we did, we walked in the room and said, it's a pleasure to meet you, you're my hero. But he'd obviously researched, and we'd all come from, we're all away from home. Dave was from New Zealand, Stuart was from Wales. And a great name, I wish I'd got this name, Matthew Dancer.
Oh, that's a fantastic name, isn't it?
A legionnaire.
Wow.
And we met him and he said, can I just say something before? We had a chat and that's quite personal to us. And he said, you're all heroes and heroines. And when he went, we all thought, what's he on about, heroines? I'm not gay, I'm not like that, I'm a man, like that. But it clicked with me that he must have noticed that I was in charge of my feminine side as well. And I really took it on board. And that was in 2006, and since then I've really appreciated the faith with the help of good people in rehabs and things like that, but that's when I really grasped it. I appreciated that I could pray anywhere, like they did when Jesus first came to this planet. He didn't have a church or anything like that. He just prayed wherever he wanted and got the people. But I'd do it anywhere. Hyde Park in London, sit like that, and next thing you know, there might be 200 people, Speaker's Corner, on the box at Speaker's Corner.
And what gave you the confidence, what gives you the confidence now to be able to do that? Because not everyone could they? Some people would see it as something you have to go and do in a particular place or somewhere in private even.
Terry Waite, he never lost his faith through all his trials and tribulations and that. He never lost his faith. And it just proved to me that whatever your situation, if you believe, you will get the help out of the situation. Lo and behold, look what happened. He was here. And it did make a big difference. If that guy can go through the hell that he went through and still come back with his faith, then I had to take that on board.